Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Yeah, it's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
6 o'clock on your Wednesday morning. Highs today near 60. And it's going to warm up, y'all. It's your girl, J-Dub, hanging out with you. Hello, beautiful people.
Hi, J-Dub.
Hello, B.
You recovered from the Cardi B concert?
Baby, it was a time. We had a time last night.
Oh, boy.
Hi. We'll talk about it.
It's time to get right on this Wednesday. And we got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. But since you in a partying mood and, you know, Cardi B did her thing and, you know, it's Wednesday, we got a little thing that we like to do. Oh, hump it out. Come on. Hump it out. Come on. We got two more days to the weekend, yo. Come on. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Empty days is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Check me out, y'all.
I do the Humpty Hump.
Just watch me
do the Humpty Hump.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on.
I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Remind yourself how fortunate you are. Having all you have, able to do all you can do. Think of the steps you can take to make full use of that good fortune. Your life is far from perfect, and the world around you certainly has its flaws. Yet, there are plenty of positive possibilities to explore, all sorts of opportunities available. Fill yourself with the energy of gratitude, then focus that energy on making improvements in your own life and the lives of those around you. Not only do you have the good fortune of being capable, aware, and resourceful, you're also positioned to create positive outcomes. This moment is the culmination of everything you've experienced, all you've done. Honor that bountiful legacy by applying it fully toward good purpose. You've successfully navigated through all life's ups and downs to reach this point. Now is your chance to step up and continue carrying that good fortune forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your Wednesday morning. Highs today near 68, y'all. Currently, it is 31 degrees at Paseo High School.
We need some of that. So, Tiana Taylor talks about what happened at the Oscars and why security was tripping.
Are you good?
It's all good. Trying to stop shining. Everybody's having a good time, and security was just doing a lot. Always that one. But I mean, it's nothing to wonder. I think the first thing people do is definitely, you know, make assumptions.
Sure.
But at the end of the day, I just don't tolerate disrespect. It's unwarranted and it's unprovoked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hate it when security just be doing too much. But it was a heated moment confronting someone who pushed her at the Oscars.
Like if you are a star at the Oscars, why would anybody be trying to push you? Like, what are you doing? You're taking your job too seriously, sir, ma'am. What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
It's annoying. In other news, Kevin Gates, he's talking about his childhood trauma. It used to make him his wife to give him more attention than the kids.
I think my jealousy came from childhood trauma.
as a child, like, you giving that person more attention than you giving me. Because I had unhealed, like, traumas that came from my mother. You giving this man more attention than you giving your own children.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I would unknowingly compete for the attention.
For sure.
With my woman from everything. I don't want you to give nothing more attention than me. I don't care if we have kids.
Man, look, that's a real thing. And you got to be careful with, you know, what partner you select sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because we are only who we are from our childhood and what we went through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's always a piece of us is always going to hang on to that. But as men, I'm only going to speak from a man's perspective. Mm-hmm. We got to grow up out of that sometimes, man. We got to stop holding on to the mother wounds and the father wounds. And I don't know everything. I know a little bit, though, and I done been through some things. So I just, you know, it's important that we look back on ourselves and be cool and gentle and kind with ourselves. And just know that some stuff, we just have to let it go.
Yeah.
Because it built us who we are now.
This is me being a proponent of therapy. This is you being able to go in and find out what's wrong and what your triggers are and why you are the way you are and figure out how to undo it so that this doesn't carry on to the next generation. That's just me.
Okay,
that's
hold on.
That's just me.
Clock it.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
Listen for the prom takeover keyword. When you hear it, text it to 816-900-4103. Be the 10th texter and get qualified. I saw some prom dresses last night at the concert, so you can go ahead and you can probably donate those. I saw some full-on
you
prom
sure?
dresses.
I don't know, dog.
You get them washed first. Okay, calm down.
Uh-oh. Oh boy. So, you know, there's thousands of travelers, you know, flying in and out of MCI. I was going to say KCI. MCI. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And, you know, luckily here in Kansas City, our airport, we're not facing a lot of delays because of a situation where they're privately contracted, okay. The TSA agents. Mm-hmm. That ain't the case everywhere, y'all. These delays that I'm seeing, have you been seeing these delays online?
Hours and hours.
Like, if you get to the airport, imagine, y'all, you rush into the airport. Let's take Atlanta for an example because they are going through it.
You should never rush in Atlanta. Keep going.
Facts. Let's say you get there, you're trying to rush to get there 3 hours before your flight takes off. And you're still late because of the long lines that are occurring. And not only Atlanta, but there are several airports that this is happening in, y'all. I don't know, Jocelyn.
It's one of those. It's
you know
one of
me
those,
in traveling and don't get along
and
all
don't
the time.
Get along. It's one of those situations where you, and especially if you look at a place like Atlanta, it is the busiest airport in the United States. Period. And you have a bunch of people who are working there and they're not getting paid and they dependent on their checks and they like I can do something else. So
Facts.
They're not gonna be there. Like they're just not. They're not gonna be there. And when you have the busiest airport that's doing these government shutdowns and people are walking off. It's gonna affect every other airport in the United States.
Facts. And yeah, we can't blame these folks for trying to go out and make a living. They got kids to feed, they got family to take care of. So people are quitting in droves at these airports. So y'all look, travel with what you say, travel with grace and mercy.
Yes.
Pack it with you.
Yes.
Pack life.
Because it's not their fault. It's at the end of the day, it's not their fault. It's not.
Yeah.
I know last time the person who's in charge of the United States right now, he actually gave out like $5,000 somethings for people who did not quit during the shutdown.
Mm.
He was like, if you came to work, I'm not going to do that. If you come to work every day, I'm going to give you $5,000. And a few people got it.
Mm.
I don't know if that's, anyway.
We'll see. Pack your grace and mercy at the airport,
just
y'all. Kansas City Facebook is a hot mess this morning. You mentioned it was a twerk contest.
There was
at
a
the
twerk
Cardi B contest.
Contest.
Somebody got it on video, bro.
Oh, I have it too.
It's in shame. It's in shambles right now.
I just
yo.
Want to make sure that all of you make sure that you wash that.
Stop! Don't do
uniform.
That. Why are you
your
doing
kids'
that this
uniform
morning?
Before you put it back in the closet this morning.
Why are you doing that?
Ow!
Why
saying.
Are you doing that this morning?
They was out, baby. They was animals.
Ow!
They sure were.
So wow, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. There's a Missouri bill, J-Dub, aiming at cracking down on drivers who illegally pass stop school buses. It's now moving forward in the legislative process. So this bill would significantly increase penalties for stop arm violations. It's a growing safety concern across the state and now has been sent to the Missouri Senate for consideration. I see this way too many times when I'm driving in the city. They speeding past the arms when it's out and they telling you to stop and people not listening. So under this proposal, first-time fines would increase to at least $500. Repeat offenses could climb into the thousands of dollars within a five-year period. Drivers could face license suspension and points added to their records. School districts could install stop-arm cameras to catch violators. Currently, the penalty for passing a stop school bus in Missouri is about $130, which supporters argue is not enough to deter dangerous behavior. So that bill has been through a third read and passed through the House as it heads to the Missouri Senate.
When you see that arm out, just because you don't see kids, don't mean that there aren't kids coming. That bus driver knows something is happening. When people zoom past and zoom by because their life is more important than anything else.
I hate it.
That, for me, that grinds my gears. Grinds my gears.
Oh, you got your other one on this morning.
Grinds my gears.
Well, go ahead and, wow, that's crazy. You know we got this on tape, right?
I know.
Okay.
Listen. I'm here with you and everybody else.
Yo, yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams. Duh.
Yo, love to all our cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Or if you're doing it the old school way, you're listening live on 71 right now. It's a little clear right now on 49 right now. Clear traffic.
He said 49.
You know what I'm saying? It is. It cut off 71. Cut off at like Bannister, right?
That's
71. It's okay. Yeah, we just gonna call it 71. We just gonna ignore the highway signs.
I don't know. All right, bet. I don't know what that means.
I still say off 71 in Redbridge, by the way.
And the Grandview Triangle is always going to be the Grandview Triangle. Okay, all right.
Hey, shout out to our folks at 291, 435. Are you in the city driving through Westport right now? I know you mad. We appreciate you for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Love and appreciate you for that because we know we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world. But you're here with us.
That's right. And we got a lot of shout outs this morning. Officer Jackson says, for the seniors from Raytown High School, you are almost there. Lock in so that we can see you walk the stage,
Lock in, dog. Okay.
Sending a shout out to my big head brother shortly. Love you, chump. I don't know. That's just, yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ty Davis. Happy birthday from mom. Oh, that's so sweet. Sending much love to Hustle and Shine. Oh, always the best. Always the best. Always forever.
We love y'all.
Kiara. Thank you, Kiara. Also, happy birthday to Kiara McLaughlin. Lisa said, happy Wednesday, y'all. Like, come on, halfway through this week. Anthony Drone said, what's up? What's up, Anthony?
What's up, you? Dog?
Come on. Good morning, cousins. And the week is almost over. That was from Carmen Nard. We see you, Carmen. Stay blessed, girl. Happy 21st birthday to Leo Washington in Arizona tapping in.
Okay.
From your KC family. Oh, that's so nice.
Aww.
Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco.
Get in the kitchen.
Work It Out Wednesday, Stacey Davis said. Hey,
Working
Stacey.
Out Wednesday.
We see you. Okay. And Rich Harris, of course, said, welcome back, J-Dub. Much love. We see you, Rich.
Mama gonna
Have
work
a wonderful
it out.
Wednesday.
Mama gonna work it out. Work It Out Wednesday. I like that.
Work it out.
Shout out to Vincent and Sherry.
Uh-huh.
Also, Mickey Missouri. I met her over the weekend along with Aaron. Shout out to them. And let's see. Deanna sent me a text last night. Because she knew she wasn't going to come to work today.
Well, I mean,
she said she wanted to shout out Diana Davis for tapping in the Hustle and Shine. Love and appreciate all the cousins, man, for real.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your Wednesday morning. Highs today near 68. Currently, it is 34 degrees at Espo Park.
Well, yesterday we talked about Baby Blue from Pretty Ricky and him talking about, body shaming the fellas with the daddy bodies.
Yeah.
Well, he said he working out.
If you don't believe in yourself, ain't nobody else going to believe you. You got to sure believe in yourself first. Yeah, everybody can but I'm out here doing something about it. I'm out here putting the work in.
That's right. Put the work in, man. Health is wealth, dog. But still do your thing.
Still love you in no matter what you're looking like. You out here doing the thing too, me?
Doing what?
Doing the thing. Taking care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, you know, summertime is the shine time. That's when,
with the work you do in the winter makes you shine in the summer.
I mean, you know. You got a little hustle, a little shine. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to, you know. You know how you know I'm black?
I don't know, but I'm about to find out. No, Brian, tell me.
My nipples are brown. I'm ready to show.
You ready to show?
What's up? That's, I'm ready to show. What's nasty. Happening? What's going on?
I didn't need that picture. Okay, keep going. Keep going. That's nasty.
Hey, y'all. Bree Tessie says that she's always been Nick Cannon's number one, despite having children with several other women.
Oh, okay, I'm going to say it. Nick has a lot of mamas. Yes. But Mother's Day, are you number one?
Oh, wait, I'm always number one. I don't know what anyone else is doing.
How do you know?
I mean, I know. All I know is that I got what I wanted and what makes me feel good, and that's all that matters. You know what I mean? I think that giving anyone else that kind of attention or clocking that or paying attention to anyone else is too much power.
So is this a case of delusion, or is she, like, you know, she popping off?
She's in her mind.
Oh, my God.
In her mind, she is the only one, and she's not clocking anybody else. She doesn't worry about it. When he leaves her house to go to his next baby mama house, then what? Then what? He just went to the store to get some bread.
It's getting a little thick over there.
Mm. It's your girlie, Lena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
31 degrees in the River Market.
In the what?
In the River Market. Don't be, listen. Huh? Yeah.
You was at that Cardi B show last night.
I was.
Yeah, you and Deanna.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is it okay?
But y'all see who at work this morning, though, and you see who's not.
Don't do that. Don't you dare.
What?
Do dope. No.
What?
No.
What I do?
The DJ said, if you got tomorrow off, raise your hands. And she was probably like,
That's what she said.
I kept my hand down. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'll be up there.
Deanna grabbed the mic and she was like, duh. All right. A Facebook post about a nearly empty Ruskin High School auditorium for a play helped bring out a large crowd Friday night for that play. Mm-hmm. Now, the theater's director's photo of a nearly empty auditorium on opening night, which was Thursday, and went viral and helped fill the seats for the students who had spent 8 weeks preparing for that show. So I want to shout out Ruskin and their theater department and what they've done. We're definitely going to have them on the show coming up soon. But that, like, I know that feeling of going out, practicing, putting work and time and dedication into something, and then, you know, coming out to an empty audience is the air can be let out of your balloon, so to speak. You know what I'm saying with that. But it's important that, you know, you do things for yourself and for the accomplishments in you and your life, and not necessarily for everybody else. But it's kind of sad, though, when you see stuff like
especially
that.
Especially when, like you said, 8 weeks of practicing, they did their part. Like, they was in there hustling, trying to learn their lines and do what they needed to do to put on a great show. It's always good to see the community finally come out. But community should support. Like, support the youth. Support them doing things in the community, like the arts that are uplifting the community and making things better. Like, this is where we should be putting our energy into.
It's your boy Kimmett Coleman, founder of Vine Street Brewing Company, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Have you seen these gas prices, bruh? Y'all, I saw a picture floating around on the internet with a gas price that had the 8 on the beginning.
$5, Buster.
I cannot.
In California. No, dead at, bruh. California, the average price a gallon of gas right now is $5.50. Y'all, what is going on?
When I pull up to the gas station, I don't even look at the price right now. I can't, because if not, I'm gonna start crying. It's either I cry or I laugh. And so I just kind of, you know how you back into something, like, you know how you get up in the night, you don't want to turn the light on because you don't want to wake all the way up. You just got to get up and that, go.
I keep my mask on.
That's how I go to the gas station. I'd be like, let me just feel around, hit
come
that
on now, dog.
87, put it in there. I don't want to know. Just drop off.
Mario
Winans. Somebody just took me.
Come on, man.
So, look, man, Kansas and Missouri, we're blessed right now because we're among the 10 states with the lowest gas prices. But they have even jumped in a few recent days.
Yeah.
It's like, what, 329 or something like
three
that right now,
change.
Man?
Yep. They're going to have to start bringing them foes back.
Look, around the time in 25 last year, statewide average was 465 per gallon, and that's jumped to 537 per gallon around the United States.
That's crazy.
So,
save them coins. So whoever won that $2,000 last night, they gonna have to get some.
Oh, the twerk contest?
Yeah, that brother star.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
What's the word? Where we have a slang or term that you may or may not be able to use in a workplace. Today's word is crash out.
I said what I said.
Jocelyn, you familiar? Why am I calling you by your government? J-Dub, you familiar? We just close, that's all. You familiar with the term crash out?
I've seen it a time or two.
Okay, we like that.
So crash out refers to a sudden, uncontrollable outburst of anger, emotional distress, or a dramatic meltdown. It describes reacting excessively to stress, frustration, or overstimulation, often resulting in impulsive, irrational, or aggressive behavior.
I was in love with a Sagittarius.
Now, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've had a crash out or two in my day.
Yeah.
Privately. Not publicly.
Not in public.
That's the key right there.
Okay.
I've seen a couple crash outs in this very building, in this studio.
It's something about this building. Crash outs are going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yikes.
Ow.
I've heard a story of somebody getting chased up out of here with a bat. Mm-hmm. Another story for another day.
Yeah.
Emotional outbursts, becoming extremely angry, throwing a tantrum, or having a public meltdown. That is a crash out. So if somebody crashes out at your job today, y'all be careful.
That's going to be fun.
Don't let them ruin your entire day.
And don't let somebody else make you crash out.
That's the key right there.
Don't let somebody do it.
Don't let somebody have control over your emotions. Then now all of a sudden you on Instagram and you trending all over Kansas City Facebook because you crashing out at work.
And you like, I'm just having a bad day. I was just having a bad day.
Hello.
Crash out. Use it. Don't abuse it.
Who that in the bag?
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your Wednesday morning. Highs today near 68, much warmer than it was yesterday. Currently, it is 33 degrees on 40 Highway in Blue Ridge.
Clarissa Shields, you know, there's been rumors floating around about her and Papoose. Well, she decided to hit the booth and show him exactly how much she loves him.
So I wrote this song for you. Cause our love is true.
Okay.
I'll always be faithful to you.
Yeah.
These other ain't got a clue.
Ain't got none.
Baby, you're the kind of man gonna ride for me.
Okay.
Love your girl down. Knock a nigga off me.
Knock him out.
You're the kind of man.
Yeah. You feeling it? You streaming it today? What's up?
You see my face?
It's screaming.
Hell no.
Yeah, it's a no for me, dog.
No.
It's a no for me.
No. Hey. Well, I don't know what she's going to do after boxing, but it's probably not music.
That's not going to be her second job.
In other news, somebody's first job is music, but their second job definitely is not spelling. It's G Herbo. As he explains why he is struggling to spell.
Man, that's how you know I'm getting old. I'm forgetting how to spell words and sh**. I ain't read a book in a while, man. I gotta get back on my sh**. I used to be a spelling bee champion, bro. Everybody used to ask me how to spell. I didn't spell pursue wrong. I'm f**ing up bad, man. I gotta be getting old or somewhat. I don't know.
So I'm seeing, I think he spelled pursue. P-U-R.
No, P-E-R.
Oh, he spelled it P-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
S-U-E?
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So, look, I props to him admitting this in front of everybody. Not sure if he wanted to do that on purpose. But look, I think it's all because of spell checking us texting all the time and us, like Apple or whatever you use, is correcting our spelling a lot of times. I run into this problem a couple times when I was trying to spell some words. I was like, oh my God, why am I having trouble with this word right now? And I had to go back and, you know, so I challenge everybody to challenge themselves with spelling words out instead of relying on the internet to autocorrect it for us.
Ooh. Okay, it's going to be a lot
I'm challenging myself, y'all.
It's going to be a lot of, it's going to be a lot of mispronunciations and misspellings of words.
Hell no!
Yeah.
All right. Don't get dumber by the day, y'all.
Well,
for real.
You got to do something. Read a book. Like you said, I ain't read a book in a while. Read a book.
Yeah, you got to. Like, and I wanted to hit on that, too. Like, seriously. I wasn't anti-books, but I wasn't like, oh, I'm about to go read. But now, bro, books are life changers, y'all.
They are.
Life changers. Especially, I'm an audiobook person. I don't like to read open, you know, hardback books. Audiobook me, please. Especially in the summertime when I can get out and walk and run.
That is not... Okay, so I understand reading an audiobook, but reading an, listening to an audiobook and reading an actual book, it engages a different part of your brain.
It does.
So you to read the word is to see the word. To see the word is to know how to spell the word, so that way you don't mess up
You're right. You're right with that.
I'm just... Okay.
I felt as long as you took in the information, that's where I was coming from with reading books.
Okay.
You know, that's
okay.
Where,
I see what you're saying.
I was spelling bee champion of Pleasant Green, 1993, second grade. I was. I got second place first grade. That's another story for another day.
I'm going to let you stand on this one. Thank Go ahead. You. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 1998. Hey, I'm here, baby. What's happening?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Once again, it's time to wish those wise, easygoing, and compassionate Pisces some happy birthday.
Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to former actor from The Cosby Show, Jeffrey Owens. Happy 56th birthday to one of the best female hip-hop artists of all time and one of the best rapper-turned-actors of all time. Happy birthday, Queen Latifah. Sending birthday love to former actress and model Vanessa Williams. Happy 31st birthday to hip-hop and R&B artist Tink. Happy 41st birthday to Darnell Nicole. Plus, happy 41st birthday to Marvin Humes. And happy 54th birthday to comedian Dane Cook. Now let's take it home to KC and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, RJ Scott, Tori Allman, and Randy Wilhelm. Sending birthday love to Timothy Collins, Lambo Lace, and Kimberly McCoy. Happy birthday, J.D. Rogers, Stephanie Herrera, and Michael Lee. Plus, sending birthday love to Crystal Willis Escobar and everybody else born on March 18th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Kimberly McCoy, the birthday girl.
Oh, happy birthday. Happy shouted you out. Happy birthday. How you feeling today on your birthday?
I'm feeling good. I did hear your shout out. Thank you.
We appreciate you tapping in. All right, so first off, hold on. What type of air freshener you got in that car?
Black ice.
Oh, okay.
The typical. Yeah. Yep, that's, nine out of 10 Hustle and Shine listeners got black ice in their car. They do.
So, birthday girl, you ready to get hooked up with two tickets to Nothing But the Truth podcast interactive panel going down March 28th at the Scottish Rite Temple?
Yes.
Okay, all you got to do is finish these lyrics.
Hey, baby, I brought you in the back just to have a conversation. Really think you need some ventilation. Uh-huh. Let's talk about you and me.
Come on, come on.
Oh, I can't believe it. Mm. Hey, ooh, y'all on me. On me, me, me. I think you on me.
Okay, birthday girl.
That's right, you got us up with two tickets to Nothing But the Truth podcast panel hosted by Truth Hurts going down on Saturday, March 28th at the Scottish Rite Temple.
Period. Thank y'all so much. It's a great gift for my birthday.
Love and appreciate you for real, Kimberly. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jam, Hustle and Shine in the morning. Period.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jam.
This week marks the first week of spring. Spring also reminds us that winter only exists for a season. If we have postured our hearts and lives around things and people that feed us with healthy words, constructive criticism, truth, and love, after a hard season in life, we will bud. We will shed the harsh nature that winter or hard times bring. We will grow stronger and encourage others who do not see themselves in a positive light. We will burst through turmoil with peace, staying connected to a support system or community of love, like a thriving tree in rich soil watered at the right temperature. So in this season, allow your heart to soak up the rain of seasoned and wise words. So when hard or harsh seasons come, and the sun appears, you will not dry up or be disappointed, but you will bloom and stand strong for the next person to experience what you bring. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.